This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind. January's economic report is in, and let's just say that smooth sailing financial future we were promised, yeah, not so much. Brace yourself for higher rates for longer, and Donald Trump wants to sell you $399 sneakers. These are the top three headlines in this week's weekly business brief. First up, Yahoo Finance reports that growing economic consensus has hit a bump in the road. The article talks about how the recent economic data is throwing a wrench in the soft landing plans. Turns out inflation is still higher than everyone thought, and people are still spending like crazy. This is making economists nervous, and they're starting to adjust their predictions for how the economy will do. The big takeaway for you is that the Federal Reserve might wait even longer before lowering interest rates. This could mean higher borrowing costs for things like car loans and mortgages, but hey, at least you'll have more time to save up for that dream house. So, what does this mean for you? Well, it's too early to say for sure whether a soft landing is completely off the table, but it's definitely a good idea to start thinking about how you can adjust your finances to weather any economic storms that might come our way. With these new data points that came out, it's looking like the Feds are going to hang tight for a little longer, guys. So just kind of brace yourself as those credit card interest rates are going to stay higher for longer. Those HELOCs are going to stay higher for longer. Next up, it's time to buckle up because mortgage rates just hit a two-month high, and it's all thanks to this week's spicy inflation report. Reported by the CNBC, inflation is still hanging tough, and that's making the Federal Reserve nervous. So they might raise interest rates again soon, which means those sweet, sweet mortgage rates you were eyeing are about to get a little pricier. Yikes. But don't despair. Here's the lowdown. Rates are still historically low-ish, even though they're going up. They're nowhere near the pre-pandemic levels, so it's not all doom and gloom. It's all about timing. If you're already pre-approved, locking in a rate right now might be a good idea, but if you're still saving up for that down payment, don't sweat it. The market changes all the time. Think outside the mortgage box. Explore alternative options like FHA loans or adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs. If fixed rates feel out of reach, remember homeownership doesn't have to follow a one-size-fits-all approach. However, I wouldn't advise going into any ARM rates, any ARM loans, because if the Feds continue to go up, it might be a little bit too risky. So while the news might sting a bit, you get a bit resourceful and learn to adapt. Remember, information is power. Stay informed and explore your option. And this week on the Trump Watch, former President Donald Trump wants to sell you sneakers, according to AP News. As Donald Trump closes in on the Republican presidential nomination, the former president made a highly unusual stop on Saturday, hawking new Trump-branded sneakers at SneakerCon, a gathering that bills itself as the greatest sneaker show on earth. Trump was met with loud boos as well as cheers in the Philadelphia Convention Center as he introduced what he called the first official Trump footwear. And shoes, shiny gold, high tops with an American flag detailed on the back, are being sold as Never Surrender High Tops for $399 on a new website that also sells other Trump-branded shoes and Victory 47 cologne and perfume for $99 a bottle. He'd be the 47th president if elected. This isn't the first money-making venture Trump has announced since launching his third campaign for the White House in 2022. Trump last year reported making between $100,000 and $1 million from a series of digital trading cards that portrayed him through photo editing in a series of cartoon-like images, including as an astronaut, a cowboy, and a superhero. He has also released books featuring photos of his time in office and letters written to him through the years. Would you buy Trump sneakers? Share your thoughts and let's discuss. Would really appreciate that. And that has been your weekly business brief. I'll see you guys next week. Peace out. And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.